Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Rallis India Limited Q3 and 9M FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR. Thank you, and over to Mr. Desa.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Rallis India Limited Q3 and 9M FY25 earnings call. We have with us today Dr. Gyanendra Shukla, the Managing Director and CEO, and Ms. Subhra Gourisaria, the Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the results presentation. I now invite Dr. Shukla to begin proceedings of the call. Over to you.
Thank you, Gavin. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on our Quarter 3 Fiscal Year 25 earnings call. As mentioned by Gavin, I have alongside with me Subhra, our CFO. Let me begin the discussion by delving into the industry landscape initially, post which I will discuss Rallis's specific developments. As far as crop sowings are concerned, Rabi sowings are roughly 16.5 million hectares, which are down by 0.5% over last year. That is the data available as of 27th of December, with oilseed lagging by 5%, wheat area is up by 2%, rice area is up by 5.6%, and pulses area is more or less same as last year. Reservoir levels are better compared to last year by plus 24%, and 139% of the overall normal storage as of 26th December. While the overall headline for the monsoon is positive, spatial and timely distribution was uneven. Also, post-monsoon season with two cyclones, Diana in October, Fengal in December, created trade inventory pressure. Companies also resorted to aggressive trade schemes to liquidate the carry-forward inventory, creating pricing challenges. Seed production continues to face the challenges for the second year in a row, with volumes under pressure despite a steep increase in input cost. Agrochemicals export demand continues to remain weak due to oversupply from China, price deflation, and reduced margin. In 2024, the Chinese agrochemical market underwent significant change, marked by global companies adopting supply chains and exploring strategies like internationalization, increased transparency amid challenges of overcapacity, strengthened partnerships. All the key regions have seen degrowth in agrochemical, mainly in Central and South America, followed by North America, Europe, and Asia-Pac, and Middle East and East Africa in 2024. Moving to Rallis's specific developments, during Q2, our revenue was 520 crore, which is a 13% degrowth, and PAT was 11 crore versus 24 crore last year, mainly due to volume drop in export. Domestic agrochemical business registered volume growth despite intense market competition. Export business continued to reel from market challenges, resulting in a degrowth of roughly 38%. Our long-term effort to expand the customer base and improve cost competitiveness continues. Seed business was same as almost flat as last year at 30 crore versus 32 crore last year. Moving to individual businesses-wise performance, our export business was down by 38%, with volume dropping by 34% and price dropping by 4%. Over Q3 of previous year, we faced weak demand for most of our key products in Q3. Hexaconazole is showing good traction, with process debottlenecking helping the business register highest-ever volume outlook for the year. Even in Metribuzin, our volumes are strong on YTD basis, with positive outlook from one of the global majors. Acephate, as highlighted in the earlier calls, continues to face margin challenges due to steep volatility in the input cost material and high supply situation. We are working on several alternatives, including flexibilizing the plant and optimization of overheads to improve the profitability. Pendimethalin is facing pressure due to high inventory with the customers. In line with our strategy on improving the process efficiencies, we are going to go live with the continuous stirred tank reactor process in pendimethalin this quarter. We are also in the final stages of commercializing new technical metal XLM from our reverse engineering pipeline and are confident of the long-term potential of the product, both for domestic and international markets. Even in the CSM business, our efforts on expanding customer base and working on new chemistries is progressing well. We have also set up labs for new chemistries and are working with 10 new customers. We are confident these efforts will start contributing meaningfully to our top line and bottom line in the years to come. To drive synergies, we have also brought all B2B businesses under one roof. This will help drive strategic partnership and alliances for both domestic and international markets. Moving to domestic market, crop care business grew volumetrically but was down by 2% due to a steep price correction. However, on YTD basis, the crop care business has grown by 6% with volume growth. Our key focus segment of herbicide and biologicals and specialty solution have grown by 41% and 21% in volume, respectively, in domestic business during this quarter. Within biological and specialty solutions, GeoGreen, Rally Gold Granule and Biostimulant significant did highest ever sale on YTD basis. Water soluble fertilizer has also scaled up fast with 80% growth in the last 9 months. However, we recognize these segments need far more focus and nurturing to improve resilience and drive both top line and bottom line improvement. Our innovation turnover index is in high teens in line with our ambition. We believe there is still a gap in our ability to launch the scale new product and our taking efforts to revamp our go-to-market and 360-degree marketing approach. Our digital-based influencer approach to improve engagement of the farmers is also being piloted, and we expect to roll out this nationally soon. We are also working on boosting the digital marketing approach and have gone live with WhatsApp for business to improve farmer connect. Moving to seed business, we recorded 30 crore revenue as against 32 crore in previous year, mainly due to lower hybrid mustard sale. However, this is in small quarter of the business. On YTD basis, business has delivered 1% revenue growth and 50% growth in profit before tax. This is in the context of product constraint which limited our scale up of the new launches. For example, Diggaz. Cotton has become the biggest crop with sale of more than 100 crore, and we are optimistic of the potential of the segment. To conclude my opening remark, I will now hand over the call to Ms. Subhra, our CFO, for a detailed analysis of our finances. Over to you, Subhra.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you today for joining us for Q3 and 9 months earning call. I'll walk you through a financial performance for the quarter 9 months, post which we can commence the Q&A session. Starting with outline for the quarter, our revenue stood at 522 crores as against 598 crores for the previous year. Domestic business registered volume growth of 3% in the backdrop of intense market competition. Agile pricing improved margins in the domestic crop care business. Also in the domestic crop care business, herbicides and biologicals and specialty solutions have maintained good growth momentum. Exports business continue to face headwinds, with business registering a degrowth of 38%. However, we are quite confident of the long-term potential with actions taken around expanding customer base and improving cost competitiveness. Seeds business was 30 crores as against 32 crores for the last quarter, same period. Profitability for the company was impacted due to challenges in the exports business. Our efforts continue to be directed towards optimizing the overhead costs, including portfolio rationalization, refresh of the portfolio, territory rationalization, removing overlaps and driving cost efficiencies and simplification across the value chain. Our inventory levels have been brought down without causing any business opportunity loss. Collections have also improved despite high market competition. We continue to have healthy cash and liquid fund balance of more than 200 crores as of 31st December. We will continue to drive capital efficiency. The recent initiatives will help us in our pursuit towards consistent, competitive and profitable growth. Our CapEx has been moderated in line with the demand, and our focus is to firstly improve the utilization and ROI of the already invested CapEx. We have recently received board approval for solar panel installation in our manufacturing units, which will help reduce electricity costs and also carbon footprint. That concludes the opening remarks. We can now commence the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. As a reminder, to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Viraj with SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I just have a couple of questions. One is, you know, if you look at the environment, generally we are in, and then, you know, the segment's performance we reported, you know, export seen a sharp degrowth with pricing pressure. You've seen, talked about pricing pressure in domestic, and seeds per se contribution is not that big in current quarter. So what explains the sharp jump in gross margin? You know, we have seen a way almost 300 to 350 basis point increase in gross margin. So can you just give some perspective what is driving this?
So Viraj, gross margin, I think one is, of course, I spoke about the domestic business has been able to improve margins through the actions taken on pricing front and also ensuring that we keep our inventory levels at the right level. And also there's a mixed factor which played because the international business did not deliver well. So given both these factors have helped in improving margins. Seeds are a bit small, as you said, but has still been able to improve both gross margin and profit before tax.
But generally, say in terms of pricing also, even in domestic, we've seen a almost 5% decline in price realizations. Just still trying to understand, you know, the gross margin piece. I understand there can be a mixed play between international and domestic. But even in domestic, we have seen a very good, you know, mid-single digit kind of a decline in inflation. So,
So, as I have mentioned in the previous calls, look, you know, so we operate in a very complex, competitive environment. Our effort is to continue to drive margin as a primary thing because that is something, you know, is very, very important for long-term long-term profitability of the business, sustainability of the business. But there are factors when you have a significant export business that goes down, obviously brings the averages up. We can get maybe more details at a later stage, but combination of factors sometimes, you know, you get advantage in terms of raw material cost and also various factors can help. But our effort will continue to remain that, you know, and as we have been talking in the past, look, domestic seed, biological and specialty solution, which used to call crop nutrition in the past. We want to continue to drive domestic business because that's where certainty, in spite of competition, is still more certain given our brand equity.
Okay, just 2 questions. One is on the portfolio. In the presentation also, we talked about churn or pruning in the portfolio. And in last few quarters, we've been talking about more aggressive approach in terms of weeding out low profitable or loss-making products. Can you give a sense in last 9 months or in Q3, what kind of a churn at the portfolio level we have seen? And is that expert largely done or we would expect further any perspective, where are we in that cycle? That's one. And second is on the export, you know, when do you expect that the decline to kind of settle down, given that we've been talking to MNCs for supplies? So the 2 questions.
So first thing is on the portfolio. Look, when we talked about portfolio pruning, we were in the middle of the season. Now we have completed the exercise of portfolio rationalization, and a lot of that effect you would see in the upcoming season because we also don't want to waste the inventory or waste the packaging inventory and all. So that work, impact of that should be seen in subsequent quarters, right? So products are identified. What we have been very careful is that building inventory of those low margin, old, what you call tail products. So that's one. So impact of that we'll see in the future. Now on export side, you understand our portfolio, right? Some of our portfolio is really not, it's not very new. As we have spoken in the past, look, Acephate had challenges. Pendimethalin is facing challenges. 2 products we had better opportunity was Metribuzin as well as Hexaconazole. We have a pipeline, for example, we talked about Metal XLM, which we have started making. Our effort would be to not to continue to rely on these products. continue to participate because we have capacity, but also flexibilize the plant and keep looking at new opportunities. And even in the existing products, we keep adding customers. And to that extent, we have started investing more time with the potential customers, developing new customers. And some of these things, they do take time because when you get a new customer, you have to supply them sample, you know, they have to test the sample, they have to approve you as a vendor and all of that. But, you know, we know that we don't have a very new portfolio, but within that, we are trying to really take maximum advantage of what we have, also trying to slowly switch over to a newer portfolio. But given the global context of the market, I think, you know, global market forecast, given the commodity prices of key commodities like corn and soybean, you know, including wheat remain low, the forecast for 2025, I don't think is very strong as far as international business is concerned, you know, and this is primarily driven by Americas.
Thank you. Mr. Viraj, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Ankur Periwal with Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. First question on the domestic, you know, crop protection business. If I heard the initial comments right, you mentioned YTD we are up 5-6%. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I think in the first half we were up, you know, mid-high teens, probably more like 16-18%.
Yeah.
Is there a sharp decline in Q3 and probably key reasons for the same?
So one of the reason is that, and I have probably alluded that in the past, is that look, Q3 depends on two factors. One is Q3 is a very strong herbicide business because in Q3 wheat herbicide business is big, sugarcane herbicide business is big, and rice herbicide business is big. And I have been highlighting we have weakness in the herbicide portfolio, so some of the work we have started. So Q3 is generally from herbicide perspective that the largest segment is weak for us. The other two big products which go in the Q2 are some specialty products in vegetable, and then there's a continuation of Kharif season in Rabi this year. All of you, if you have noticed, there was an abrupt cessation of monsoon in the month of September, right? So it actually didn't rain in a lot in October, November, like previous 3 years. So I think it's just portfolio weakness in Q3 and abrupt cessation of, season of Kharif consumption, as well as weak chili season. Right? Like this year, chili prices have been very low. So some of those things actually explain why Q3 is slightly weaker for us.
Okay, sure. Secondly, on the export side, you did mention that Fendi also is facing some pressure. While, you know, if I'm not wrong, till last quarter it was largely acephate, wherein we were facing some challenges.
Right.
While Fendi was doing okay. So any specific comments there? Inventory-led issues again cropping up.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I think, look, pendimethalin challenges are basically because of the inventory at the user level. Right, that is what is causing problem. Another thing, I think we probably need to, we cannot continue to undermine the Chinese overcapacity and their ability to undercut prices in the global market.
Thank you. Mr. Periwal, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of S. Ramesh with Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you very much. In your presentation, can you give us a breakup for this 492 crores of domestic revenue and the export revenue and for the bio and specialties, if you can break it up for us?
So 492, large proportion of it, I would say, has come from domestic crop care. Biologicals and specialty solutions, we have mentioned in the presentation as well, has done well, clocking 13% growth on Q3 basis, and even on a YTD basis has done 24% growth. International business continues to be a challenge.
But is it possible to give the breakup of the international revenue in number in rupees crores?
It's 110 crores.
Thank you. Mr. Ramesh, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Shaurya Puyani with Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, so would you like to give a guidance as to the top line for FY 2026?
So we don't give any forward guidance, but we will talk about what we will talk in this call on what are the challenges and what are the opportunities for us.
Okay. And so one is, out of your international revenue, what country is the highest, like, in terms of percentage?
The Americas. It goes prime, I mean, most of our business is primarily American.
Thank you. Mr. Punyani, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Viraj with SiMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So just on the portfolio pruning part, can you give some perspective, what kind of hit we can see in coming quarters, you know, the portfolio which you have not that profitable or attractive for us to be in?
Viraj, can you repeat your question? We're not able to clearly understand.
So, you know, we talked about that in coming quarters, we would be, we've done it exercise in terms of review of the portfolio, and we'll be looking to prune a certain part of the portfolio in coming quarters. So just to give us, just to get a sense on this, you know, what percentage of the portfolio you think is not that profitable and which, you know, we will be exiting in next, say, 6 months or year?
Yeah. So in terms of number of SKUs, it is very significant, right? I think we have a long tail. So, I mean, it is very high double-digit number. In terms of revenue, I think maybe I cannot tell you now, but I can tell you when we can have separately discussion on this.
But Viraj, this is not a question of less profitable. I think what you are saying is the focus and the effort from the team goes a lot in serving tail, which is where we are looking. The impact is not going to be material on top line and bottom line perspective.
Okay. Second question.
What is important is that, you know, we, our sales team, rather than trying to handle so many SKUs, they put all their energy on a smaller number of SKUs.
Okay.
And it also helps in improving supply chain complexity.
Understood. And from an ITA perspective, you know, say either for 9 months or the quarter, what will be the ITA index for us?
So we consider, I mean, I think for me, healthy ITI is we can always keep above 15%, right? At this point of time, we probably are above 15%.
I think it's more to look at it on a longer term and what are the actions we are taking to refresh the portfolio, Viraj.
Thank you. Mr. Viraj, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Prit Nagarseth with Wealth Finserv. Please go ahead.
Yes, the question I have is related to your guidance for the domestic guidance, at least, for quarter four. So are you seeing continued traction, the way you have explained that Q3 has seen increase in volumes, and herbicide obviously comes off, and maybe insecticide, pesticide demands will increase in quarter four. So do you see a better domestic performance from your side?
Yeah, so as I said, look, herbicide, we are strengthening our portfolio. Now, a lot of what happens in quarter four from a consumption perspective, so crop from crop area perspective, it is more or less similar compared to last year with the change in crop mix. For example, mustard is down, but wheat is up. In fact, so from crop area perspective, it is the same area as last year. A lot of consumption of fungicide and insecticide depends on the kind of pest pressure. So it's very difficult, you know. So you always go by what is the normal pest expected, what is the normal volume vis-a-vis previous year, and what is the competitive situation. So difficult to say what will happen at this point of time, you know. All I can say, at least crop is there. Having said that, commodity prices are soft compared to even last previous years. So, but if pest pressure is high, farmers would tend to resort to use of chemicals to protect their crop. So it's difficult to say how things will evolve because there's no solid mathematical order model available to say what kind of pest pressure will happen.
Right. I understand. My question is more in line with how poor the last year was for quarter four and for quarter three as well, with a lot of inventory available in the Indian market. Do you see that the larger business scenarios are better off than what they have been? And do you see a continuation of the growth that you've seen in Q3 continue in Q4?
So business sentiments, I would say, remain more or less same compared to last year. If they are not better, they certainly are not better. They are more or less same, depending on the crop. So sentiments are very similar. And what happens next, actually, I think it depends on the external factors.
The prices are low, definitely, but volumes will be an endeavor.
Thank you. Ms. Nalathit, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes to the line of Abhijit Akela with Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my questions. So first on the Rabi season in the crop care business, you did mention the fact that those cyclones had created additional trade inventory and maybe also created pricing pressure because of the trade scheme. So would it be possible to just give us some slightly more color in terms of how things stand at present? Are the inventories still elevated or have they been cleared out, and are you still seeing aggression in terms of pricing from the leading competitors?
So, I think from what I understand, pricing pressure continues in the market, and there's no shortage of inventory. I think everybody's sitting on the inventory and leaving in the market to
Please go ahead.
Yeah. I think pricing pressure continues, and inventory, so there's enough inventory in the market.
Okay. And just last one from my side is on number one, the seed industry, the production for next year. How is the output shaping up, given it's already been through a season, I guess. And please go ahead.
No, you complete your question. I'll make a note.
The other one was just with regard to how the CSM products are performing. For us, I guess metconazole is important, and then PEKK. So how those are doing, and what kind of traction you're seeing in terms of the newer ones? By when can we expect some meaningful contribution from them?
Yeah. So on outlook of the seed production, I think seed production is challenging. Is it as challenging as last year? I think it's probably slightly better than last year. But seed production area remains a constraint because farmers are always weighing options between growing a commercial crop versus seed crop. But I would say slightly better than last year, on a production side. On our CSM pipeline, I know you talked about PEKK and other products. I think our CSM pipeline is there, but we are adding to the portfolio. It will be very difficult for me to disclose name of the customers, but we continue to add more customers. And we have inquiries. We are supplying samples for trialing and testing. I think there are a few products in the pipeline. We did mention today Metal XLM, because that is something we have reached the stage of commercial. As we get more details about the other product, we will, when we get into commercialization mode, then it's a matter of talking. But yes, in other products, we are adding customers, particularly metribuzin, pendimethalin, and hexaconazole.
Thank you. Mr. Akira, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Siddharth Gadekar with Equitas. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So just wanted to clarify on our multipurpose plant that we had commissioned last year. We were targeting to do difenoconazole. Have we started anything in that plant, or that plant is still idle?
So difenoconazole, we took some batches last year. This year also, we're working on a few contract manufacturing opportunities. One of them is with a global major. So the plant is not idle. The plant is used for the purpose it was set up, which is working on various new opportunities.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Archit Joshi with Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I just have one question. Sir, what would be your reading in the global landscape after 6-7 quarters of the inventory destocking and that onslaught that we have been hearing of? And you also mentioned in your opening remarks about quite a lot of inventory still there in the system in products like Pendi. How do you see this panning out from a volume and pricing perspective in this calendar year?
So I think volumes are very comfortable, and whenever there are comfortable volumes, it does put pressure on the pricing. And the most important driver of consumption of these products is really commodity prices, and that continue to, I think if you track soybean prices, cotton prices, wheat prices, when you look at the seaborne prices, they continue to trend downward lower, right? And when you know the farm income, because of the lower commodity prices, farm income are under challenging situation, and I think we understand this China supply dynamics as well. I believe while volumes will continue to grow, continue to go because farmers are planting crop, they're not leaving the crop fallow, there'll always be pressure on the pricing.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's why domestic becomes very important for us. I think I've been saying probably for last 3-4 calls, our primary focus is to drive domestic. We have a lot of opportunities to fix in. We have opportunities in CSM. We have opportunities to participate in international business. But given the scenario there, I'm more optimistic about domestic because that's where we have a brand equity.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of S. Ramesh with Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So if you look at the outlook for the products which you mentioned are under development in the last stage, the 10 products you're working on, can you give us some sense in terms of what will be the target market size for these products, when you expect to commercialize them?
So most of our CSM products, they are for a diversified set of customers abroad, and international businesses, tend to primarily get focused towards, Asia and Americas, right? So that's the kind of pipeline.
So, and if you look at the Chinese strategy, I understand they're also trying to get into formulations. So how would that impact Rally's business? If you see the Chinese formulations supply hitting international markets and your own markets?
So I think that is something we have not been talking in the industry, and I think I'm glad you brought that point because Chinese have started participating directly in those markets. That is something we have to wait and watch. But I believe there will always be opportunities from a diversification perspective from prospective client to have alternate suppliers. I guess that's where India is playing a role and will continue to play an increasingly important role.
Thank you. Mr. Ramesh, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Ranjit with IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So we have been focusing more on the domestic front this particular year, and we continue to remain focused for the next few years. And that is also the segment which has grown for us in the first 9 months. So just wanted to get a sense how has been the secondary demand by the farmers. Would it be a case of having a bit of an higher inventory and that might become a bit of a headwind for us next year, or even the depletion has been at par in line with the sales?
So volumes generally are good. I think it's a separate pricing issue right now. Because this year, kharif was decent. I think it didn't do well in the later part of the kharif. And rabi planting is good. So I don't see it's a volume issue, is largely an issue of pricing when supply is high.
The liquidation has been at par with the volume growth that we have been
discussing. Volumes are higher, that means liquidation is higher.
And that should be a challenge for the next few years, or at least for the first 6 months.
I think, the way I see it, look, there are probably, I shouldn't say too little farmers because we have millions of farmers. There are a lot of companies chasing the same set of farmers.
Thank you. Mr. Ranjit, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Shivaji Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So one of the specialty chemical players in their earnings call had mentioned that China may start looking at increasing prices of various chemicals post the Chinese New Year. Are you expecting something similar post the Chinese New Year?
Look, a lot of news goes in the media. I think I would really wait for. See, we have to see for some indications, right? For example, recently there was a news that because Chinese have, you know, increased the price of some of the fluorochemical related, and suddenly there was a news and it died out, died down very quickly. So I think we will continue to monitor how it happens. And then it's very difficult to predict. I don't have any real insight to say how they would behave.
Sure.
Anyway, with the market, we will prepare.
I mean, if there's an opportunity, I think we would not leave any opportunity on the table if there's an opportunity to increase the price.
Right. Makes sense. Sir, and also over the next 2 to 3 years, once things normalize, what is the stable asset turn that you foresee for your businesses, excluding the seeds portfolio?
So seeds, anyway, we don't have any fixed capital. So seeds, the asset turn, it's a working capital business. As far as Cropcare is concerned, I think I mentioned earlier that we don't look at asset turns, but IRR. And IRR should be certainly more than that across the lowest assets that we look into.
Thank you. Mr. Mehta, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Sanjay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Sanjay, we can hear you.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my apologies. I joined the conference call by about 20 minutes late. So very briefly, if you could tell me what was the reason for drop in our profitability this quarter? And secondly, sir, I just wanted to know, as an individual investor, obviously my query will be skewed towards the stock price performance. So if I see, first of all, there's an underperformance in the last 5 years. And also our revenue growth CAGR has not been that good if we compare to all the other competitors. Our CAGR is not even increasing by about 10 to 12%. It's hardly 7 to 8%. So how does our company foresee the next 5 years in terms of revenue and profitability?
Yeah, I don't know, Sanjay, you know, if you have attended the previous conference calls, but I have been trying to articulate some of the steps we are taking to really turn around this business and bring in line with the industry or do better than industry. There are quite a few things we are doing. For example, this business is a product business. We are looking at significantly revamping our product portfolio. We have gaps in certain areas, particularly herbicides and also we are working on those. We have now a decent seed business, you know, which has taken a while to stabilize. I think we can continue to deliver on seed. The other area where we are focusing from product perspective is biologicals and specialty solution, because that's another area where consumers are getting interested, farmers are getting interested, so we're working on those. So that's on the product side. I think we're taking a lot of steps on really customer side, because at the end of the day, this business is also demand generation business. If you're a farmer in a villager, you are probably approached by 10 different companies in a day. So how do you make decision which company to prioritize? Obviously, product and product performance matters. But we are trying to intensify our customer relationship efforts, and we are trying to get more focused rather than trying to be thinly spread, and also trying to leverage on digital. So we are making a lot of investment on digital connectivity with the farmer so that we can serve them better. So that's on the customer side. On I would say efficiency side, obviously we have some assets, and we are also having old portfolios. We are looking at even on manufacturing side, how can we make our products better? How can we bring down the cost on production side? What are the other things we can do to, you know, add new products to the portfolio? We are also looking at some CSM opportunities. We have a pipeline of companies we are working on, but these things do take time, right? We are reorienting our people capabilities. So we are looking at people capabilities and various other things. So series of steps.
Okay. And sir, just a very brief on the reason for drop in profitability this time. Because I'm sorry, I joined the conference call late. That's the reason.
Drop in profitability. Subra, you want to talk about?
Yes, sir. Year on year, if we see our profitability has dropped significantly. So just what is the specific reason for that? So just a small pointer if you could provide.
See, I think for us, seasonal profit, quarterly profitability is difficult to explain because it's a small quarter, and we said that exports business had challenge. On a YTD basis, we are largely flat on PBT basis despite the challenges in the market front. So this quarter, the numbers are lower squarely because of the challenges in exports business.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you everybody for participating on the call. Agrochemicals export demand continues to be weak. We will try to improve volume growth and margins in a tough environment. Seed business is impacted by availability of inventory. Domestic agrochemicals demand is positive, but lower prices across products are impacting revenues. Margins are steady with actions around product mix improvement and cost optimizations. We remain optimistically cautious for Q4 overall business plans. Our endeavor would be to improve capacity utilization and take steps to improve market share across verticals. We'll try to maintain EBITDA margin in the short term. Our long-term actions on improving business health is in the right direction, and I remain positive for driving competitive, profitable, and sustainable growth to create value for all the stakeholders. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Rallis India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.